BBC Surrey with Nick Wallace.
It's our lead story. Traffic data experts think the timing of the three Olympic events in Surrey creates a recipe for chaos. This first impartial study of the likely effect on our roads predicts a, quote, perfect storm. The bike races coincide with one of the busiest holiday getaway weekends. I must admit, not everyone is convinced that it is going to be such a tragedy. But here's BBC Surrey's Aurelia Allen with a reminder of the route and the roads which will close.
The road races on the weekend of the 28th and 29th of July will cross the Thames at Hampton Court Palace and go anti-clockwise through East Molesey to Waltham, then Weybridge, where they'll join the B373. Then the B374 Brooklands Road, then along the A245 Woking Road to West Byfleet, then they'll head south along the B367 past Purford Village, Ripley and West Horsley, where then they'll pick up the A246 to East Clandon, then the A25 through Shear and Gomshall all the way to Dorking. Then they'll go up and around Box Hill, then continue north up the Dorking Road through Leatherhead on the A245, join the A244 at Oxshott, then up through Esher on the Portsmouth Road and up to Hampton Court Palace. That's where the time trial race on August the 1st will also start and finish. It will go through East Molesey on the A3050, then West Molesey on the B369, then it'll take a circuit of Esher, Hersham and Cobham along the A244, the Seven Hills Road, Byfleet Road and Portsmouth Road.
Andrea Day is from the traffic data analysts INRIX. She explains why they have these concerns.
It's the opening weekend of the Olympics that we've got the most concerns about. So you've got the opening ceremony, which is going to be taking place on the 27th. But then add that onto the summer holiday traffic, with a lot of people heading away that weekend, with it being the last day of the school term for the summer. We've got quite a few concerns with some additional traffic being around because of that. But then, of course, you've got the men's cycle race taking place on the Saturday. And then the women's on the Sunday as well. Now, with it being a free event, it means that it's not ticketed, so we can't really gauge how many people are actually going to be turning up to the event. But we've also got Mark Cavendish, who's going to be cycling on the Saturday, meaning that we have got a UK medal hopeful as well. So we are expecting a lot of people to turn up that weekend, and there are going to be a number of pressure points around the area.
Councillor Denise Saliagopoulos is in charge of the Olympics at Surrey County Council, or is in your mind, in my mind, Denise, you've become Ms. Surrey Olympics.
Oh, thank you very much. Good morning.
Not at all. Right, so that's what INRIX have to say. Transport for London say the study that they did was based on incorrect or out-of-date information. Who's right here?
I'm not sure I've heard that come from London, to be honest. I haven't heard that. I mean, we've got to know there's going to be there's a huge amount of preparations going into minimising disruption. And I was listening to all the routes that Amelia was talking about. All that will be on the internet, because obviously people won't remember that in their mind. But we have to go back to, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and it will attract hundreds of thousands of visitors, and will create a fantastic atmosphere, but most of all, boosting the Surrey economy.
Oh, yeah, no, and I don't think anyone's questioning that. But you simply don't know how much traffic disruption there's going to be, because you've got no idea of how many people are going to come and watch this.
Well, you know, it's also going to be on TV. That's another thing to think about. But yes, it's a free event, and people will be, you know, able to come along and line the Surrey roads, and that's what we want to see. We've actually been working hard for more than a year with other London councils, Nick, and the police, Transport for London, and of course LOCOG, and this is to ensure that Surrey is as prepared as possible.
I do appreciate there's a lot of hard work that goes into this, and it is it's more than a once in a generation, because it only happens seemingly every 50 years in this country. But when we interviewed you after the trial event last year, you said, you know, we will learn some lessons. You heard the complaints from people who are saying the road closures weren't reopened when they said they would be, and that caused all sorts of disruption and inconvenience. What, in your reviewing of the road race, in the time that you've had to do that, have you decided will be different for the main event? Because you've now only got one chance to get it right.
Well, you're quite right. The test event was a major part of our preparations, and all road closures were lifted by 2 p.m. And of course, people on the route had a fantastic time. Now, we're going to have an online journey planner that will plot journeys for people.
Not everyone has the internet, though, Dennis. You've got to bear that in mind. No. I'd say at least half the people listening to this programme don't have internet
access. Absolutely. roadside closures notices were got 3 weeks before the event, so that goes along the road. But what we are doing is we're putting newsletters that are going to be sent to all residents and businesses within 100 metres of the route. Now, if you go into London, I think they're doing 200 metres. We are doing 100 metres of the route to make sure that we absolutely encompass everybody. The other thing that we will be doing, of course, and I talked to you about this last week, is the volunteers and stewards that we have will provide information, direct people to bus and trains. But what's good about the volunteers this time is that they're going to be local people. And by the way, thanks to you allowing us to talk about that on the radio.
Have you had a good response?
Oh, we've had an overwhelming.
I wish I could, but I'm going to be hosting my own Olympic party. But I fancy the idea of being an Olympic volunteer. Look, before you go, Denise, let me just read you this email, because I think it's a genuine concern. It's from Colin, who says, "Hi, Nick. If you live in a house on a road that's part of the Olympic route, then while the road is closed, you'll not be able to go out. If you leave home early before the road closes, you won't be able to get your car back in. And if the event goes over 2 days or two blocks of days, you will be a virtual prisoner for those 4 days. Also, anyone that actually comes to the area to watch the event needs to be careful where they intend to watch from early before the roads close, in case their cars get trapped. I wonder how much thought has been given to this problem. Many of those coming into the area to watch the races will be wanting to park their cars, which they won't be able to obviously park along the planned route. So where do they go? They won't know. The number of vehicles coming to the area and the limited parking available along the route is likely to cause a problem and add to the misery of the residents that live along the route."
Well, I have to say, Nick, we've had very few people that say it was a misery or it will be a misery. However, that's why I said to you about the newsletters very close to the route. If there are single, genuine concerns from people, they must get in touch with us. We will not be trapping anyone in their home. We're going to make areas where you will be able to cross certain times. You know, it's like we did before. You know, we made sure that people who need our help, who are in social care and so on, that we're available to help them through this.
But if you're reliant on your car, your car's on the drive and it's near an Olympic route, you can't cross the Olympic route with your car, can you?
Well, you couldn't cross during the race as the race going, but you know, before and after, there's ways around this, and certainly that is something that we're very mindful of, and we certainly wouldn't ever leave any resident out on a limb.
Okay, and just very quickly, settle one final thing for me. We've got the Olympic Road Race on the 28th and 29th. Yes. We've got the time trials on the 1st, but presumably because of the preparation for the time trials and the actual sort of warm-up race that they're doing on the 31st, we've got another day of closure on the 31st of July as well. Is that right?
I'm not aware of that, to be honest with you.
It's on the Go Surrey website.
Well,
there's a preparation event on the 31st of July and then the actual race itself on the 1st of August.
When we say preparation event, it's probably not a full-time closure. It's not a full-day closure or anything like that. It's just going back to the time trials, running around, perhaps having a look at the route. But it's not it's not going to be like on the 28th and 29th, and as you said, the time trial on the 1st of August.
Okay, well, we'll get to the bottom of that, I'm sure, as the months progress. We've got plenty of time to go. That's Denise Saliagopoulos, Miss Surrey Olympic.